Rather a unique scene. Nudity, bikes, and campaigning. Not things that you usually see all together. But if that is in your bag, then today really is your day here in the South. Promote environmentally and financially sustainable transport combined with riding bikes in the nude. It's part of the 6th annual World Naked Bike Ride. It is a nudity event that is taking place right here in the South, and to tell us more about this is Rob Jordan, who is one of the people that will be naked later today. I believe he isn't naked at the moment. Rob, hello.
Hello, Richard.
You're not naked at the moment, are you?
I'm not at the moment, no.
Good, glad to hear it. Otherwise the taste and decency feedback thing would have kicked in. But Rob, this event, it's been going for 6 years. Do you ever imagine that there would actually be people that would be willing to do this?
It was quite, daunting at first. You turn up on the very first ride. I turned up on the first ride in London, and you just didn't know if anyone was going to show up. And sure enough, it started quite small. There were 58 riders that night in, 2004. The following year, there were 250. And then, we're up to about 1,000 in London now, and probably a couple of hundred in Southampton tonight. So it's gathered steam over those years, and it seems to be something that really people get a huge kick out of, and it's a joyful, enjoyable experience both for those who ride and those who watch us going past.
I can't even imagine what must have been going through your poor mind, Rob, when you're on your way to the first ever naked bike ride, and you must have thought, oh, what if no one turns up and it's just me and a couple of other people, and we could get arrested?
Yeah, and I suppose the threat of arrest was something we did worry about at first, but since then, all of the rides in the UK, we liaise with the police, and the police are absolutely fine about it.
Oh, that's good. That's obviously good news, because you don't want people to turn up and then risk getting chucked in the clink, obviously. Just remind us why you are doing this. Tell us a bit more about the charity itself.
Well, it's not a charity. It's a protest. It's a demonstration, but it's a sort of happy, joyful one, not the kind of angry demonstration that sometimes gets associated with causes. Celebrating the bike, first of all. It's a really great way of getting around. It's cheap. It's obviously not damaging to the environment, and we want to encourage everybody to get on their bikes. But secondly, to create the environment where it is safe for people to ride their bikes, we want governments to invest in transport, sustainable transport infrastructure, safe cycling routes, all that kind of thing.
We have certainly been mentioning this on our news bulletins today for people to take care if they do see anyone that is naked bike riding, because it must be pretty treacherous. If you do fall off your bike or come off, you're going to sustain more cuts and bruises far more easily than if you were clothed.
Well, I guess so, yeah. I fell off my bike a couple of weeks ago, and it's usually hands and knees that take the strain, so if you, it makes not that much difference. But it is quite a symbolic protest in the sense that by being naked we show how vulnerable we are in traffic. And it really brings home that, unlike drivers who have airbags and crumple zones and stuff to protect them in their car, if you're hit on a bike, you're going to get hurt. And for that reason, we really call on drivers to slow down, pass wide, and take real care with cyclists.
There's always going to be an argument between motor car users and bike riders, isn't there, Rob? There's always going to be an argument. And the key argument you always get from motorbike or motor car users is who pays their road tax for the roads. And they'll say the cyclists don't, therefore get off the roads. What do you say to those people?
First thing I would say, and this is going to be brought home really well tonight, because we have a penny farthing on the ride from 1874, I think.
Is that going to be ridden by a naked person as well?
I'm not sure if he's going to be naked. We do we do allow people to be nearly naked as well. But
I'm just thinking about what could have been caught between the spokes on that one. It's a rather big wheel with rather big spokes.
Absolutely. But the point I wanted to make is cyclists were on the road first. And in fact, a lot of funding for the infrastructure for the road network was justified on the back of cycling, not on the back of cars. And obviously, the network's increased a lot since then. But another point is that compared to motor transport users, bikes really don't cause any kind of wear and tear on the road network. It's a tiny fraction of the impact on the road network compared to, for instance, heavy goods vehicles that are kind of ripping up the road all the time and incurring a lot of costs that way. So it really is a spurious argument that we don't cover the cost of cycling. It's a much better means of transport for the country as a whole.
So, Rob, tell us about the event that's taking place in the South today.
Right, so we meet on a common at 6 o'clock this evening, and that's the eastern edge of the common, near to Highfield Road, so on the eastern side of the avenue. Anyone can show up, no kind of registration necessary, just come along with the bike, something to carry your clothes in, obviously, and get on your bike as naked as you dare and ride with us. We'll be going about 6 miles around the city from the common through Portswood down into town, a little circuit of the city centre and back up the avenue and finish at the common again.
And just describe the reaction you get as you do cycle around the city centre. What are the looks like on people's faces?
It's sheer joy.
Good.
I mean, people come out of, obviously, hostelries on a Friday evening. People are enjoying a drink and they come up and cheer us and just enjoy the whole celebration of the whole thing, really.
And just for anyone that's never tried this before, we don't want to get too graphic with this, Rob, but do you have any advice as far as chafing goes? Is there anything you can do to make sure it's a safe ride for yourself?
The main thing I would say is don't worry about it. It isn't painful. Contrary to what most people think, it's pretty much the same as sitting there on a pair of shorts.
No need to bring any baby oil or any moisturiser or anything. Okay. Just checking.
I don't want your imagination to run away with you.
6 o'clock, Southampton Common tonight. Rob, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. Best
Thank
of
you
luck.
Very much. Thanks,
Take
you.
Care. That's Rob Jordan there. He wasn't naked then, by the way. He will be naked tonight. From worldnakedbikeride.org, the website. If you want to talk, if you want to find out more information about that and you want to find out more, it's on their website, worldnakedbikeride.org. 6 o'clock this evening at Southampton Common is the place to go.